For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, for all my gamers, let me let you in on a little secret. There's this thing that came around in the late 1900s, and now is making a resurgence in 2024 under the new name AI Shark. Now, of course, this is an evolution of the name because the original name was Game Shark, which was basically a video game cheat cartridge. Yes, all the way back in the 1900s. Whereas the products had a variety of video game systems and Windows-based, a variety of console video game systems and Windows-based computers. And the thing that it was known for is basically the amount of cheats it was able to load on or from a GameShark disc or cartridge onto the console's internal or external memory, so that when the game is loaded, the selected cheats can be applied. Imagine, for all my San Andreas players out there, imagine that little notebook you had with all the cheats and shortcuts and customizable codes to make your character whatever in San Andreas, which is on one little cartridge. That's basically what Game Shark is. And not only was it evolutionary type of invention back then with over 4,000 preloaded codes, it was saved on board a flash memory, and could be accessed later rather than having to be re-entered. So it was a very nice little invention for gamers, I would say. And obviously I said the 1900s, but it was more of around 1996 when it was originally released for the Sega Saturn and Sony PlayStation consoles. So, obviously, with being in the late 1990s, you will probably be wondering to yourself, why in the world are you bringing this back up for us to talk about? Well, that's a great question. As I started off with, AI Shark is a new evolution of Game Shark, which basically is to focus on providing AI-driven assistance to players in the form of personalized hints rather than traditional cheats. So that's the biggest difference. And what they call this is a software titled XGPT, which, you know, for all my ChatGPT people out there, you already know what that means. So the technology will give you real-time tensor processing units similar to the PS5's Game Help system, which I've noticed the Game Help system actually is pretty helpful. I know it's like, or obvious, but sometimes the Game Help don't be helpful. Like, the Game Help would be like, oh, press start button to open up the main menu. Like, that's it. Like, it's not really more in detail than that. But this is an actual, very intricate software being implemented for the new age gamers. And as you can see right now, I mean, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to get the video along with the audio, I'm playing basically their announcement video right here. So this is the video they put out as far as a promotion or to basically have a launch teaser trailer. Really, it's like a teaser trailer more than anything. I mean, it's only like 2 minutes long. So anyways, the technology adapts to peripheral devices and aims to provide a comfortable and innovative gaming experience. And the biggest thing with that is, with the planned release to coincide with the Nintendo Switch 2, people are expecting a September launch, though it is not officially confirmed by Nintendo. And personally, I'm thinking, why would any company try to accompany this or even try to make this accessible? Because isn't it basically promoting cheating from gamers? But the way it's been said to me is like, it's more of single game cheat codes, which is why I brought up San Andreas. Obviously, you could use other systems, which I'm not going to say, to cheat on multiplayer games. But if you do that, then deep down, something has to be wrong with you to take the joy from non-cheating players and just ruin their fun, because that's essentially what you're doing, ruining a lot of fun from other players or for other players simply for your want to cheat on multiplayer games. But that's not, I don't think that's the case here. I'm not 100% sure, but the biggest thing with this is that it's more of a helpful type of AI, and obviously people can use it to cheat. I mean, there's a lot of cheat accessories that you could put on your control. I wouldn't even say cheat. There's a lot of enhancement accessories you could put in your controller, which technically isn't considered cheating, but this in line is a very gray area, because obviously, I mean, they've been around since the 1900s and they're known for cheating when I'm talking about GameShark. And the preloaded codes is more of for popular games on consoles like Nintendo and PlayStation, all the way back in Nintendo 64 and PlayStation era. Sorry for Xbox, you know, people out there. But and with them rebranding to AI Shark, I think that, I think, they are saying that they are shifting to a more traditional, let me see if I can find this. Yeah, they said they are shifting focus from traditional cheats to AI-driven assistance for an involved gaming landscape. And basically, the founder of GameShark, Todd Hayes, is letting people know that the original GameShark's success and the redefining gaming on a global scale is the biggest emphasis as far as what they're trying to accomplish. So a lot of people may not know about this, but for my gamers out there who wants to be in the know, just know that the biggest thing for GameShark and the biggest asset they are trying to provide you is that these cheat codes will be once again a significant part as AI driven systems rather than regular already preloaded codes. So more personalized hints without disrupting others' experiences. AI hardware and software like AI Shark's game controller will represent a trend in gaming industry. Basically, using the evolution of AI. Everybody wants to talk about flying cars and, you know, where we should be in the future. This is basically where we're at. In the modern day, current time, AI is the new flying cars. Like, the evolution of AI is the new flying cars. So if you don't learn about the future or the multiple ways you can use AI, then you would just ultimately fall behind the pack, you know? So with GameShark, they recognize that they are making a resurgence, and here I am just letting you know, because obviously if you're a gamer who are of the older variety, I'm not trying to call you old, but hey, you know, if you was around the 1990s, then, you know, hey, to each his own. But anyways, just want to let you know that your pristine company is coming back again to and it's evolved into this thing called AI Shark. So with that being said, that's really all I have to say. I mean, it's really not too much to get into with AI Shark. I mean, I basically broke down all the news you need to know about it. Personally, like I just said, I think it's a very fine line, gray area. I mean, hopefully it helps out with single player games, but you know, inherently it's going to help out with multiplayer games, which, you know, I'm not gonna lie, it could ruin the experience of people who can't afford this type of software. But at the end of the day, they do say that the way that you beat the competition, you know, it's by, I'm not going to say it's like pay to play, but, you know, you just try to do anything necessary to win. And this is just one of those things that could really push you to the next level. So there's another point I was wanting to make. Oh, yeah, it's almost like, this is what I would compare it to. It's almost like if you're a PC gamer, if you use GameStacks or whatever for mobile games, I think that's the biggest thing that I would compare this to. It's like a tool, but it's not necessarily cheating. You're just using a tool that's more superior than other people. I think cheating is like aimbot, you know, aim assist and all that other stuff. But, you know, if you're using a PC, then technically you have a better system for aiming, but it's not aiming for you, if that makes sense. I don't know. But you know, I'd be interested to see what my real hardcore gamers out there think about this new software, because I do think this will probably change up a lot of scenes when it comes to competitive play and just gaming as a whole. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about GameShark, a company way back in the late 1900s, making a resurgence in 2021 under the new name AI Shark? And as a gamer, do you feel like this is cheating or no?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.